Get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
The topic before me today is simply titled, Why Do We Pray? Amen. Why do we pray? Let me give you this introduction. For I know the thought that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Praise the Lord. The introduction the Bible gave us here is Jeremiah 29:11-13. He said, I know the thought that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Yes, he's telling you and I, but there is a linkage in between his thoughts for us, which are good, his thoughts for us, which are wonderful, and the manifestation of his thoughts in our life. Amen. He said, for you to see my thoughts come to pass in your life, the word can say, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me. Listen to me. God has a good thought for you. God's mind toward for you is to give you an expected end, to give you a good life, a wonderful life. But you need to call on him. If you are not calling on him, people of God, you are not going to enjoy his thoughts towards you. Hallelujah. Then ye shall call on me and ye shall go and pray unto me. You may need to go to mountain. You may need to camp yourself to pray unto me for you to see my thoughts towards you to come to pass. People of God, hear this. He said, and I will hearken unto you. Now, I have a good thought unto you. I want to give you an expected end. I want to give you a hope and a good future. But you have to call on me. You may need to even travel to mountain. You may need to even camp yourself somewhere. You need to be alone with me to have my good thought towards you to come to pass. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. God has a good thought to you, but that good thought will come to manifestation through prayers. Are you getting me? Through going to God. True uniting with God. Hallelujah. So today, we have this topic to treat in this Come and Hear His Voice program. We say, why do we pray? Somebody hear me say, why do we pray? Amen. The question looks so simple to answer. If you ask anyone around, they will speak to you volumes of their heart's desire. In this edition of this very Voices from Zion, and in this program, Come and Hear His Voice, you will be open to reasons why people pray. And the main reason why we must pray unto God, you need to know why people are crying to God. Many of us, maybe we have some churches around us where people are calling on God, and you wonder, why are they shouting self? Why are they crying? Why are they making noise and disturbing the community? You need to know why people are praying. You need to know why you should also pray. Amen. We were taught in our churches by our Bible teachers and gospel counselor what prayer is. These were few among the definitions given to prayers. Let's look at definitions given to prayer. Number one, prayer is communicating or communion with God. Hallelujah. Prayer is communicating or communion with God. And in the book of Job 22, verse 27, Bible says, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. So we can see that that's a communication link in between you and your Father God in heaven. Prayer is communicating or communion, or may use English like communing with God. Hallelujah. Is you are talking to the invisible God. By faith you believe is hearing you. Now, number two, what are the definitions they gave us in our churches, in our Bible study? that this is what prayer is. They told us that prayer is speaking unto God and hearing from God. Prayer is dual way. We are taught that prayer is dual way. That's you are speaking to God and He's speaking back to you. Speaking to God and you are hearing from God. You see, Bible agree with this in Jeremiah 33 verse 3. It said, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So Bible agree that prayer is two-way communication. You are talking to God and God is talking back to you. Hallelujah. God will hear you today in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, we need to appreciate the fact that whenever we are praying, God may also have something to tell you where you are praying. Pray to God with open-heartedness. Because while you are praying, answer can drop in your heart. That is how God communicates back to us in prayers. Number three, prayer is pouring your heart unto God. We saw in the life of Hannah, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, 10 to 13 says, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. She spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Hallelujah. Amen. That is, prayer is pouring your heart unto God. Some people does that, even shedding tears, weeping seriously. They tell God everything. Hannah was pouring her heart unto God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you the truth. At times, you need to sit down and pour your heart unto God. When this thing is beyond your capacity, you can say everything to God. Hallelujah. Now, hardly will you find someone who pour his heart unto God genuinely and not return with answer. Hardly. Check throughout the Bible. People that pour their heart unto God, they are heard by God. Hallelujah. You see, our seriousness in prayer is needed. Whether you are praying aloud or you are praying silent, you need to be serious. And truly, you want that thing to be done for you. And as the Lord liveth, it shall be done for you in the name of Jesus. You see, you need to pour your heart unto God. If especially you have suffered or you are still suffering. If you don't want that situation to continue, you don't want that trouble to continue, you need to tell everything. Tell God about it. Pour it before God. When you are in a situation that you cannot fight for yourself, you need to go before God and pour your heart to Him. Number four, the definition they gave us. Number four, prayer is asking, seeking, and knocking. Amen. They told us that prayer is asking, seeking, and knocking. Matthew chapter 7, 7 and 8. Bible says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened unto you. You will notice that we've been doing that here every Saturday in Come and Hear His Voice program. We ask God and He do it for us. Prayer is asking, seeking, and knocking. So we are taught that each time we read Matthew 7, 7 to 8. It's actually talking about prayer. You can ask in prayer. You can seek in prayers. And ye can find in prayer. That prayer simply means you are asking, you are seeking for answers, you are knocking the door, the treasure of heaven, the windows of heaven to open for you. And they shall be opened for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's look at this. Number five definition they give to us. Among so many numerous definitions. In number five, prayer is looking up to God for help or for a way out. Isaiah 38, 2 and 3 confirms it. Prayer is looking up to God for help or for a way out. Isaiah 38, 2 and 3. Then Ezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Ezekiah wept sore. You see, Prayer is looking up to God for help, especially when you are sure, or let me say, especially if you are sure that you have served this God in truth. Then look up to him for help in time of trouble. The prophet Isaiah came to Ezekiel and said, gather yourself together, for you shall surely die. You will not be out of this sickness. But you see, the God you know is more than the prophets you know. Somebody that is one with God cannot be threatened by prophets. Hallelujah. He turned to God, not to prophet, not to another pastor, not to another man of God. He turned towards the world and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember. And God added 15 more years. You can see that you need to always pray to God in times of need. Look up to him. So this definition told us that prayer is looking up to God for help or for a way out. Hallelujah. As you pray today, you will find a way out. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you will find a way out. Amen. You see, there's something in this story of Ezekiel. He turned to the world and prayed unto the Lord with the whole of his heart. That's why he got express answer. Hallelujah. At times when prophets, prophetess, men of God, sees vision about us, they are not lying. Amen. But you can change it by prayer. Amen. When they say this certain evil is coming to happen to you, you can still change it. Amen. If you are no, that's why we should be closer to God than we are closer to any man, no matter their title. The above definition looks like we already knew why we should pray. You know, all these five definitions, it seem as if that is all about prayer. Yes, but that's not all. That's not all of the main reasons why we should pray.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Now, let's answer this question. What is prayer? We've given 5 points, but now, in a deeper way, let's answer. What is prayer? Now, listen to this. Prayer is a medium, a way of handling over your challenges and battles unto your Father God. Now, prayer is a medium, a way of handling over your challenges and battles unto your Father God. Hallelujah. We saw it in the book of 2 Chronicles. Bible said in chapter 20, 3 to 18, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. You see, they were besieged by three nations. And they know they don't have power to fight them. Each of the nations were stronger than them. So you can go and study the whole 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Study it from 1 to 24. And you will discover that the moment they pray, God gave them the way out. They handed over their battle to God. As they handed over their battle to God, he took it from them. So prayer is a way or a medium of handling our battle over to God. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. So, the next one, prayer is a major way to secure divine attention. Prayer is a major way to secure divine attention. How many of us, women hearing me now, that your little baby will be crying inside the house and you are in the sitting room, the baby is in the bedroom and the baby is crying from the baby cot, seriously crying, and you will not quickly stand up to go and attend to your baby. You see, prayer is a major way to secure divine attention. We saw that in the book of Mark chapter 10 from verse 46 to 52. Now let's read a bit of it. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus came and said, what do you want? And Jesus said, receive thy sight. When he said, that's it. Many of us, when we are in a church program and the program is getting hotter, Jesus is passing by. Cry to him. Hallelujah. It could be when the word of God is going, as a man of God is preaching, that is Jesus passing by. You can cry to Jesus and he will do it right there. Jesus was passing by. He seized the opportunity. Who is that? That's Jesus Christ. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Many of us, we sleep while program is going on, and that is why you return with your challenges. You remain in that trouble. Hallelujah. There are catch-up moments in every godly meeting when you can sense that the atmosphere has changed. That is Jesus passing by. Connect and collect. Amen. And that's how it works. Amen. Praise the Lord. At times, it could be just only you in the house worshiping God, and you discover that the atmosphere has changed. Begin to tell Christ your challenges, because he has descended in the midst of your worship. Amen. The next one, prayer is a way of coming to God. Hey, I love that. Prayer is a way of coming to God. Matthew 11, 20 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Amen. You cannot do it alone. Amen. You can't continue to bear that burden alone. Let Jesus help you. You need to know that men on earth are utterly limited in all things. Prayer is required for effective communication in between man and his creator. Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. Don't forget, this definition is prayer is a way of coming to God. You see? Coming to God. Because when I say, come unto me. Hallelujah. And this God is invisible. Amen. You can get to him by prayer. Hallelujah. So Jesus taught us, he taught his disciples how to pray in Matthew 6, 9 to 13. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So that is the way we should pray. To explain this one by one, you will notice that it is vast. It is broad. Hallelujah. We pray. We start our prayer by worshiping, by recognizing that we have a Father in heaven. We hallow his name. That's a kind of praise. Thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallow his name. Put his kingdom forward. Put his word. His will is his word. Ask him for your daily bread. Ask for forgiveness of sin. Tell him not to lead you into temptation. You know, there are some battles that if you face it, you may be tempted to draw back. But talk to Jesus about it. He will save your soul. When it is beyond you, hand it over to God. There is no man on the earth who does not need God. Hallelujah. You need God. One of the ways we go to him is by prayer. When Christians pray, it is unto God. And by the authentic authority of the name of Jesus, our prayers got answers. Because in the book of John 14 verse 6, Bible told us that I'm the way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. Now, you can only come to the Father by me. And he said in verse 13 to 14, anything you ask in my name, the Father will give it unto you. Hallelujah. So, anywhere they pray in any other name without any regard to the name of Jesus is just an effort in futility. That prayer is not going to God. Any man of God that does not call the name of Jesus Christ continuously and loudly, be far from him, lest he drag you to hell. We have all kind of names people call today, and we should be careful. We Christians, we were not given the name of Holy Ghost fire to be praying, were we? We are to pray in the name of Jesus. Some people, before they mention one, two word of prayer, Holy Ghost fire, thunder, all that. Yes, They are good word in prayer, but we are given the name of Jesus. Amen. Not any other name. And let us be careful of using the name of men of God to pray. Hallelujah. Before some men of God pray 1-2 prayer, they are mentioning God of this, God of that, God of this, God of that. Hallelujah. It is not bad, but that is not the name you are given. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, if you don't have demon inside of you, you should be able to call the name of Jesus and call it loud. Is somebody hearing me? These are the way we know where God is and where God is not. We are not to pray in the name of Malaika, angels, not even Holy Spirit. We are to pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Talk less of praying in the name of human being like us. Hallelujah. Now, let's see. In the book of, this is recorded in the book of Acts chapter 3. 1-10, that then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. This was the foremost apostle. After Jesus has gone to heaven, his name continued to work miracles. Maybe you didn't hear it. Let me read it again. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The man walked and enter into the temple with them. It worked. Hallelujah. It worked. I've seen a case where I was teaching somewhere and I was telling them to be calling in the name of Jesus. Call in the name of Jesus. And they were calling it continuously. And one of them testified of a human figure walked out of her. Hallelujah. Now, somebody was heavily pregnant and doctor has told her this is 50-50 chance. The baby may be alive, the baby may not be alive, but under intense medical care, you'll be fine. Hallelujah. So that woman was shouting, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Not asking for anything. She was just calling in the name of Jesus. As we are calling, we are jumping. Amen. She went for checkup later and discovered that all the symptoms vanished. She gave birth without, by herself. No CS. That is how powerful the name of Jesus is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if you are hearing me and you are on the sick bed or you are down somewhere, something is wrong in your life, you can call that name of Jesus continuously and you'll be out of it. Praise the Lord. You'll be out of it. Jesus, be my
guide. Call me to your side. That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.